All right, mais c'est bon, c'est bien content qu'on est ici aujourd'hui. Comment ici parle le français? Ah, mais c'est bon. Oh, c'est bien magnifique. Pierre, tu ne m'avais pas dit ça. Il m'a dit qu'il y a peut-être un ou deux qui va parler français qui va te comprendre. Mais tu connais les Cajuns de la Louisiane, ça vient d'ici, de la Nouvelle-Écosse. Notre famille était ici, longtemps passé, et on a été à la Louisiane banane. Oh, non, à la Louisiane. Greetings from Louisiana. So glad to be here with you today. What a joy, what a blessing it is to come back to our roots. You know, as I said, our family heritage comes all the way back here to Nova Scotia, the Landrys, you know, and from up this way. And we made our way down to Cajun land a long time ago. And coming up, I spoke French. My mother spoke nothing but French. My father was bilingual. He learned English because he traveled a lot, had different jobs and different things that he did there, and traveling to different cities and so on. So he grasped the English language pretty well. But he died as a young man also with lung cancer. I think he was like 49 years old when I was just an infant. And so we grew up in our community, but God had a way of penetrating the darkness of our life because we had a strong religious background, but we did not have that relationship with Jesus as we have come to know him in our lives. I remember growing up as a young boy, going to church, serving as an altar boy, and then as an older teenager, just kind of getting away from church because there wasn't anything there to fill the void and the emptiness and the longing in my heart, and I thought that I could find it in the things of the world, but it didn't happen that way. But, you know, God had a way of planting some seeds in my heart, in my life. As a 13-year-old boy, I remember going to what we at that time was called ABC Camp, Acadia Baptist Academy. They had a youth camp there, and it was so that two of my older sisters had come to know Christ, had joined the little Baptist Mission Church there in our community in South Louisiana, and they were involved in trying to get our family to come to Christ. And so my mother allowed me to go to the academy, to the camp for a week, and that was surprising as I think back about that because she was so set against what my sisters had done, and they just felt like, you know, that they were no longer part of our family for a long time. But somehow she began to mellow, and her heart began to change, and she allowed us to begin to go to Vacation Bible School and the activities that the little Baptist Mission had. So at 13 years old, I went to camp, and I remember as a young boy coming down that aisle, giving my life to Christ. But I also remember going home and saying, "That's not for me," you know, because when I got back to my community, got back home, I realized that I was going to have to make some changes in my life, in my way of thinking, in the way I live. And so as a young boy, I began to stray away, began to follow my own way there. And it was not until about 12 years later when I came as a young adult to understand really how much God loved me and the fact that God had not given up on me from the time when I was a young boy when he began to deal with my heart there. And I came to that point of full surrender of my life to Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord as a young adult. It was a tough step to make, and it was tough because many of my family did not understand, you know, what I was doing, and especially when I came to the point of surrendering my life to the ministry there to say that I was going to follow the Lord in ministry and become a minister and go leave my job, leave my home, and just begin to make some drastic changes in my life. But God began to work in my life and in my family's life. And over the years, I'm the last of 14 children. Over the years, about half of our family have come to know the Lord as their personal Savior. So it's been awesome to see the change that God has been making. And it's awesome to see the change that God made in my life because, as I said, there was a longing and emptiness there. And nothing could fill that void except to know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord of my life and to surrender my life to Him. It was not an easy step to make, And it never is, because you realize you've got to change everything. You've got to leave everything behind. Be willing to abandon that and say, I'm going to be a follower of Jesus, and that's what I'm going to do. And sometimes it's a high price to pay. Sometimes it's a big sacrifice there. But God, in His grace and in His mercy, helps us through those difficult times. And so I thank the Lord that over the years He's seen me through all the difficulties of life, and He's been with me. And I thank Him for that He's been able to change my life in such an awesome way. I thank God. And Pierre, as I think about my life, you know, I think back as a young boy of how I try to live life my way and try to do it my way apart from Christ. But as a young adult, when I came to understand how much God really loved me, I was able to make that surrender to give my life to Jesus and say, Lord, I'm going to live for You. And I've never looked back, never had a doubt, never wanted to go back to the way I was, because I know the change that Jesus made in my life and how He has filled my heart and my life with love and His care for us over the years. As a young adult, I surrendered my life to the gospel ministry there, and I began to ask God, well, how can I use, you know, what I've learned through life? And one of the things was that God gave me an opportunity for several years to do for Louisiana Baptist what was what we call the French Baptist Hour. It's a half-hour radio program that we do on the radio stations in South Louisiana. And I was able to preach on do that ministry there for a number of years. And so I thank God that he was able to use me and use my experiences and what I came to know. But when we make that surrender to God, we can be sure that God will use us. He can use us, but we have to say, yes, Lord, here's my life. Here's where You can begin with me. And here's where you can begin with God today in surrendering your life to Jesus Christ. What an awesome difference He can make in your heart and in your life during this time. God bless you. Thank you.